Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am RS Raghu with the world news. The headlines. Free trade agreement between India and New Zealand expected to double bilateral trade in next 5 years. To also open new employment opportunities for Indian skilled workers. Media organizations of Bangladesh hold rally in Dhaka to protest against violence and arson in two leading newspaper offices and subsequent government inaction. US expands online vetting for all H-1B and H-4 visa applicants worldwide, leading to delays. Japan prepares to restart world's biggest nuclear plant 15 years after Fukushima disaster. And in women's cricket, second T20 game of the 5-match series between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Visakhapatnam tomorrow. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the agreement between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. Mr. Modi said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Prime Minister Luxon called it a landmark trade deal, reducing the tariff on 95% of New Zealand's direct exports to India.
Today is a big day for New Zealand. We have just concluded a free trade agreement with India. Now, this may not sound like a big deal for you, but trust me, it really is. This is a landmark trade deal, reducing or removing tariffs on 95% of our exports to India. Of course, that makes it easier for Kiwi businesses to sell more of what we produce to 1.4 billion customers and one of the fastest growing economies in the world.
Briefing media in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
The FTA will also open skilled employment pathways through a new temporary employment entry visa for Indian professionals in skilled occupations with a quota of 5,000 visas and a stay of up to 3 years. The deal will ensure zero duty on 100% of India's exports. It will benefit farmers, MSMEs, workers, artisans, women-led enterprises and youth while providing immense opportunities for labor-intensive sectors such as textiles, apparel, leather and footwear. A joint protest rally was held in Dhaka by the Editors' Council and the newspaper Owners Association of Bangladesh over violence and arson in two leading newspaper offices last week and subsequent inaction by Mohammad Yunus-led interim government. Speaking on a talk show last night, President of the Editors' Council of Bangladesh and New Age editor Nurul Kabir alleged that either a section of the interim government or the government as a whole allowed the coordinated attacks and arson at the newspaper offices of Pratham Olo and the Daily Star on the night of 18th of this month. Echoing similar concerns, the Daily Star editor Mehfooz Anam said the attacks were murderous in intent, citing videos in which assailants threatened to kill journalists. Meanwhile, leaders of minority organizations formed Human Chain in Dhaka, accusing the interim government of failing to stop violence, killings and persecution targeting religious and ethnic minorities. Protesters demanded a proper investigation into the killing of a Hindu garment worker, Deepu Chandra Das, and accountability for those responsible. In a separate incident, a leader of the National Citizen Party, NCP, in the country was shot by unidentified assailants in Khulna today. The Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi has temporarily suspended all consular services, including the issuance of visas, citing unavoidable circumstances. According to officials at Bangladesh's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the suspension will remain in effect until further notice. The Baloch National Movement, BNM, held a seminar in London to mark the 5th death anniversary of human rights activist Banu Karima Baloch, highlighting systematic oppression by Pakistani authorities in Balochistan. A report.
The event brought together political leaders, intellectuals, human rights activists and representatives of Sindhi, Pashtun and other communities from Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and Pakistan-occupied Gilgit-Baltistan, who expressed solidarity with the struggle of the people in Balochistan. Addressing the gathering, BNP chairman Naseem Baloch emphasized that Karima's life and martyrdom exposed the colonial nature of the Pakistani state and its systematic repression of oppressed areas. Human rights activist Noore Maryam Kavar said that collective punishment is among the most brutal methods used by Pakistani authorities against the people of Balochistan to suppress resistance. Swati Rukheja, World News.
Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI workers are holding rallies in various parts of the country in protest against the court's verdict sentencing PTI founder Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi to 17 years of imprisonment in the Toshakhana 2 case. During the protest, member of National Assembly Shandana Gulzar stated that former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been fighting for the future generations and citizens' rights. The protesters carrying party flags shouted slogans against Pakistan Muslim League, Nawaz, PMLN-led federal government and the judge who announced 17-year sentence for Imran Khan and his wife. The PTI workers rejected the verdict and termed it a grave blow to Pakistan's judicial system, which has been weakened after the 27th constitutional amendment. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The U.S. State Department has expanded its online and social media screening for people applying for H-1B and H-4 visa applicants worldwide, effective from 15th of this month. The enhanced review will apply to applicants of all nationalities as part of the standard visa vetting process. The move is likely to slow down visa processing and lead to delays worldwide, as expanded vetting now requires additional checks on applicants' social media profiles and online presence before their visas can be approved. The department has said the decision aims to curb misuse of the H-1B program while continuing to allow U.S. companies to hire highly skilled foreign professionals. Japan has taken a final step to allow restarting the world's largest nuclear power plant with a regional vote today. The decision marks a major moment in Japan's return to nuclear energy nearly 15 years after the Fukushima disaster. The Kashiwazaki Kariwa plant was one of 54 reactors shut down after the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. That disaster crippled the Fukushima Daiichi plant. It became the world's worst nuclear accident since Chernobyl. In women's cricket, second T20 game of the five-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Visakhapatnam tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. IST. The hosts have taken 1-0 lead in the series. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Free trade agreement between India and New Zealand expected to double bilateral trade in the next 5 years. To also open new employment opportunities for Indian skilled workers. Media organizations of Bangladesh hold rally in Dhaka to protest against violence and arson in two leading newspaper offices and subsequent government inaction. US expands online vetting for all H-1B and H-4 visa applicants worldwide, leading to delays. Japan prepares to restart world's biggest nuclear plant 15 years after Fukushima disaster. And in women's cricket, second T20 game of the five-match series between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Visakhapatnam tomorrow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.